DeepEnglish.com.
Dr. Robert Epstein fell in love with the woman of his dreams. Who fell in love? Dr. Robert Epstein fell in love. Who did he fall in love with? He fell in love with the woman of his dreams. The only problem was, it wasn't a real woman. Was there a problem? Yes, there was a problem. What was the problem? The problem was, it wasn't a real woman. He had been fooled by a computer chatbot. Was he fooled by a Russian woman? No, he was not fooled by a Russian woman. He was fooled by a computer chatbot. If anyone should have known better, it was Dr. Epstein. Who should have known better? Dr. Epstein should have known better. He's a psychologist who specializes in relationships and love, and he's one of the world's leading researchers in computer-human interactions. What is his job? He's a psychologist. What does he specialize in? He specializes in relationships and love. Is he one of the world's leading researchers in computer-human interactions? Yes, he is one of the world's leading researchers in computer-human interactions. A few years ago, Epstein wanted to meet a woman. Who did Epstein want to meet? Epstein wanted to meet a woman. When did Epstein want to meet a woman? A few years ago, Epstein wanted to meet a woman. His cousin convinced him to try online dating. Who convinced him? His cousin convinced him. What did his cousin convince him to try? His cousin convinced him to try online dating. He began searching through women's dating profiles and began writing a beautiful woman named Ivana. What did he begin searching through? He began searching through women's dating profiles. Did he begin writing a beautiful woman named Sarah? No, he did not begin writing a beautiful woman named Sarah. He began writing a beautiful woman named Ivana. Her English was very poor, but Epstein didn't mind. What was very poor? Her English was very poor. Did Epstein mind? No, Epstein didn't mind. They continued emailing each other often, and he eventually fell in love with her. Did they continue emailing each other? Yes, they continued emailing each other. What did he eventually do? He eventually fell in love with her. Epstein was excited to meet Ivana until he started noticing strange things in her messages. Who was Epstein excited to meet? Epstein was excited to meet Ivana. What did he start noticing in her messages? He started noticing strange things in her messages. For example, Ivana wrote that she was walking in the park one day. What did Ivana write? Ivana wrote that she was walking in the park one day. However, when Epstein checked the weather in her area, it showed a blizzard and freezing temperatures. What did Epstein check? Epstein checked the weather in her area. Did it show a rainstorm? No, it did not show a rainstorm. It showed a blizzard and freezing temperatures. Curious, Epstein decided to conduct an experiment. Was he curious? Yes, he was curious. What did Epstein do? Epstein decided to conduct an experiment. He wrote her an email filled with nonsensical characters, ending with love, /Robert. Did he write her a letter? No, he didn't write her a letter. He wrote her an email. Did the email make sense? No, the email did not make sense. It was nonsensical. Her response was a long letter about her mother. What was the letter about? The letter was about her mother. It then dawned on him that Ivana was not a human woman. What dawned on him? It dawned on him that Ivana was not a human woman. Epstein had fallen in love with a chatbot. What had Epstein fallen in love with? Epstein had fallen in love with a chatbot. He felt like a fool, especially considering his expertise in computer-human interaction. Did he feel smart? No, he did not feel smart. He felt like a fool. Why did he feel like a fool? He felt like a fool considering his expertise in computer-human interaction. Epstein says he was fooled partly because he wanted to believe that a beautiful woman really cared about him. Why does Epstein say he was fooled? Epstein says he was fooled partly because he wanted to believe that a beautiful woman really cared about him. But he also says the programming was extremely clever. What does he also say? He also says the programming was extremely clever. Epstein's story doesn't end there. Does Epstein's story end there? No, Epstein's story doesn't end there. Undeterred by his first love affair with a chatbot, he met another woman online. Was he deterred by his first love affair with a chatbot? No, he was not deterred by his first love affair with a chatbot. He was undeterred by his first love affair with a chatbot. Did he meet another woman? Yes, he met another woman. Where did he meet her? He met her online. Then one day, he was contacted by a computer programmer. Who was he contacted by? He was contacted by a computer programmer. The programmer told Epstein that he had been talking to his computer program. What had Epstein been talking to? Epstein had been talking to a computer program. Who told Epstein that he had been talking to a computer program? The programmer told Epstein that he had been talking to a computer program. He had once again been duped by a chatbot. What had he been duped by? He had been duped by a chatbot. Epstein is far from alone in falling for a chatbot. Is Epstein alone in falling for a chatbot? No, Epstein is not alone in falling for a chatbot. Epstein is far from alone in falling for a chatbot. According to hacked data from one popular dating site, of the 5.5 million female dating profiles, only 12,000 were real women. Out of 5.5 million female dating profiles, how many were real women? Out of 5.5 million female dating profiles, only 12,000 were real women. According to Brian Christian's book, The Most Human Human, there are clues that we can look for. Are there clues that we can look for? Yes, there are clues that we can look for. For example, humans have a specific style of communication, which is determined by their background. What do humans have? Humans have a specific style of communication. What is it determined by? It is determined by their background. This means that each message will have a similar style. What does this mean? This means that each message will have a similar style. Machines don't have this kind of background, so their communication style will often sound different in each message. Do machines have this kind of background? No, machines don't have this kind of background. How will their communication style sound in each message? Their communication style will often sound different in each message. Unless you want to wind up like Epstein, keep this clue in mind the next time you meet someone online. When should you keep this clue in mind? You should keep this clue in mind the next time you meet someone online.